In the NBA, Cleveland beat New York 96-86, Indiana edged Boston 100-98, Atlanta bested Brooklyn 101-87, and Washington won against San Antonio 102-99. On Thursday night football, Cleveland is in Cincinnati at 8:25. New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul sounds like he's ready to play Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the decision is up to the team's medical staff. Pierre-Paul injured his right hand in a July 4th fireworks accident. He picked up his workload at practice yesterday and seems confident he will be able to return to his Pro Bowl form. Meanwhile, Ryan Fitzpatrick will start at quarterback for the New York Jets against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. It's official now. The New York Mets have rewarded manager Terry Collins with a 2-year contract following the club's first World Series appearance since 2000. The NCAA is reporting that the UConn men's basketball team has a graduation rate of just 20%, by far the lowest among the teams in the preseason top 25. It's actually an improvement for UConn, which reported a 17% graduation rate last year and an 8% graduation rate just 2 seasons ago. The national average for men's basketball is a graduation rate of 77%. Matt Kenseth will have the appeal of his 2-race suspension imposed by NASCAR heard today. Kenseth has been suspended for the next 2 races for intentionally wrecking Joey Logano in Sunday's race at Martinsville. He was retaliating after being wrecked by Logano a few weeks ago at Kansas.